Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into PepsiCo, a global leader in the food and beverage industry, known for its wide range of products, including iconic brands like Pepsi, Frito-Lay, and Quaker. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
PepsiCo has been a major player in the food and beverage industry for decades, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product development and marketing strategies?
Brand loyalty is a significant factor in PepsiCo's strategy. The company's strong portfolio of well-known brands creates a deep emotional connection with consumers, leading to a high level of brand loyalty. This loyalty acts as a psychological anchor, making consumers more likely to choose PepsiCo products over competitors, even in highly competitive categories. This deep-seated brand loyalty allows PepsiCo to maintain its market share and pricing power, which is critical in the food and beverage industry. The status quo bias also plays a role in PepsiCo's decision-making. The company often focuses on maintaining and enhancing its existing product lines rather than making drastic changes or pursuing entirely new categories. This bias towards the status quo helps preserve the strength of its brands but can also slow down its response to emerging consumer trends such as the growing demand for healthier and more sustainable products.
And this focus on leveraging brand loyalty and maintaining the status quo has helped PepsiCo sustain its leadership position in the industry, appealing to both consumers and investors who value consistency and reliability.
Exactly. PepsiCo's strategic use of brand loyalty and the status quo bias appeals to investors who are looking for a stable and predictable investment in the consumer goods sector. However, this approach also means that PepsiCo must carefully balance the need to innovate and adapt to changing consumer preferences while maintaining the strength of its core brands.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at PepsiCo. As a global company with a vast consumer base, DEI is particularly important for PepsiCo. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
PepsiCo's approach to DEI is essential, especially given its global operations and diverse customer base. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance the company's ability to innovate and resonate with a wide range of consumers. A diverse workforce brings different perspectives to product development, marketing, and problem solving, which can lead to more inclusive and appealing products. For investors, PepsiCo's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with global societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help PepsiCo build stronger relationships with customers and communities, which is crucial for long-term success in the competitive food and beverage industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consumer goods, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse populations is vital to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, PepsiCo not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, PepsiCo operates in over 200 countries, offering a wide range of products tailored to local tastes. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
PepsiCo's global strategy involves adapting its product offerings to meet the specific tastes and preferences of different regions while maintaining its core brand identity. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse regions. PepsiCo's ability to localize its products, such as offering region-specific flavors or adjusting ingredients to meet local dietary preferences, allows it to stay relevant and competitive in various markets. This approach helps PepsiCo mitigate risks associated with cultural differences, regulatory changes, and economic fluctuations, ensuring that its products remain appealing and accessible to a broad audience. By understanding local consumer behavior and adapting its strategies accordingly, PepsiCo can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for PepsiCo, especially as they face competition from both local food and beverage companies and other global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. PepsiCo's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the food and beverage industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer preferences, health trends, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare PepsiCo to other companies in the food and beverage industry, like Coca-Cola, Nestlé, and Unilever. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
PepsiCo's dynamics are often compared to other giants like Coca-Cola, Nestlé, and Unilever, particularly in their approach to brand management, product diversification, and market strategy. PepsiCo's strength lies in its broad portfolio, which includes both beverages and snacks, appealing to a wide range of consumer preferences. This diversification allows PepsiCo to manage risks more effectively and capitalize on cross-category opportunities such as pairing snacks with beverages. Coca-Cola, on the other hand, focuses primarily on beverages, which appeals to investors who prefer a more focused business model. Nestlé, with its extensive range of food and beverage products, appeals to those looking for exposure to a diverse array of consumer goods, including nutrition and health-related products. Unilever, known for its focus on sustainable living and personal care products, attracts investors interested in companies that prioritize sustainability and social responsibility. PepsiCo's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for brand strength, product diversification, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the consumer goods sector.
And unlike Coca-Cola, which has a more focused approach on beverages, PepsiCo's strength lies in its diversified portfolio, including both snacks and beverages, appealing to a broader base of consumers and investors.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For PepsiCo, the focus on brand strength, product diversification, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the food and beverage industry.
To sum up, PepsiCo's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives PepsiCo's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.